T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We've seen a spike in the last 2 years.
Janine Lisitsky is executive director of Women Against Abuse. The group just received Philadelphia's domestic violence homicide numbers for 2018, and what they found gave her pause.
We saw 27 murders because of DV homicide. That hasn't been that high since like 2010.
She says the group tracks the numbers, and domestic violence homicides have been stable or on a downward trend for several years. But in 2017, that changed.
The overall homicide rate has also been increasing, but at a lesser rate than the DV homicide.
Homicides increased 12 and 10% in 2017 and 2018, but Lisitsky says DV homicides went up 22%+ each year, most involving guns.
So now we know it, and now what do we do? That's the question, and the answer has to be on multiple layers.
She'll discuss some of those layers this weekend as we take a look at the recent rash of murders of women in Philadelphia this Saturday night at 9:30 and Sunday morning at 8:30 here on Flashpoint. Terry Gregg, KBW News Radio.